It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And sure, the regular season is fun and all, but only one thing can compare to the excitement of basketball's playoffs, and that's having skin in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Basketball has made its way through the regular season. Now it's time to crown a champion, and DraftKings Sportsbook is putting you in the center of the action. Plus, don't forget about hockey's playoffs. DraftKings Sportsbook is offering great odds and promotions all week long to help you make it rain. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Make sure you use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all users can get a $10 free bet when placing a bet of $20 or more on all first-round playoff action. That's right, DraftKings Sportsbook is going all out by offering a $10 free bet when placing a bet of $20 plus on all first-round playoff action. Again, that's promo code KSN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. This is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. He's Dustin Hawkinsmith. And Dustin, we've been going through as much as we could in chronological order what's gone on for the past week. And where I want to start with you in this quarter was when we left off, you were talking about how James Franklin, you feel, never really got an answer when he was on national TV last Tuesday, the day the decision was made, but prior to the decision. And he talked in terms of what's the hurry? Why not delay things a little bit, see where we are in a few weeks? My question on this is, well, I can't imagine is, and by all reports, it seems like President Barron voted to cancel. So you have as this entity, Penn State, where the employee, James Franklin, is going out there and essentially saying, what my president is going to vote on, he is wrong. He's going the wrong path. So it seems to me, did they communicate? If they're in this same organization, did President Barron have the information, go to James Franklin and say, here, James, here's all the information that tells me your players would be safer by not playing? Do you think that conversation even went on if you have them going totally opposite directions like that on the same day?
This is the kind of thing that can strain a relationship between, you know, two of the most powerful people on campus. You know, the president head coach relationship is a meaningful one. And if there were decisions made that, you know, Eric Barron made, I don't know the circumstances of it. And I also don't know, you know, if Eric Barron were forced to vote, like maybe he didn't have any control over the timing of the vote. That was the biggest bone to pick that James Franklin had. I don't know if he could have faulted Eric Barron for having his thoughts or feelings on what was presented. But if Eric Barron, if he just had to vote based on, you know, how he felt, what he believed, maybe he just had to do what he had to do. Maybe he relayed that to James Franklin and said, hey, listen, I'm in your camp. I don't think we should be voting on this right now, but I don't have a say on it. And if I'm voting right now based on what we know, this is why I'm voting, how I'm voting. Maybe that conversation did happen. I don't want to put words in somebody's mouth, or I guess in this day, take words out of somebody's mouth, but I don't know the circumstances. And I think that's part of the very issue, Jim. Not a lot of people know the circumstances of all this. How these people made the decision, how Eric Barron made the decision. He was, you know, the recipient of the Penn State Parents Association letter too. Why did you vote this way? What did you know that you felt made our sons safer not playing football as opposed to playing football?
Do you think President Barron, along with the other presidents, owe their constituency, which are the Penn State students, alumni, fans, an explanation? Should not Eric Barron be out front saying, here's how I voted and here's why I voted that way?
I think so. You know, you're leaving. I mean, it is a decision with such magnitude. I understand that sports is not the number one issue going on in this country. I get that. But at the same time, across all spectrums, sports are a very big deal to a whole lot of people, and especially players and parents and people involved in this program, like the different ripple effects that come from calling off a season. We don't yet know, you know, what the NCAA is exactly going to do. I know they sent out some messaging that said there's going to be some eligibility relief and that kind of thing, but there's a lot of people just dangling in the breeze right now. And I think they'd be more comfortable knowing why and how this decision was reached. So yeah, I do believe that these people need to be back in front of a microphone and explain how this happened, because clearly you viewed what was going on as conclusive enough to make this decision that has such a widespread impact. I think everybody who feels that impact deserves to hear why. And I think 6 days after the fact is too long.
It is. It's way too late. And I believe the players, first of all, deserve a better explanation than it appears that they've gotten. You know, here's how we got to this point and made this decision. And I don't believe they've ever gotten it. Candidly, it doesn't even sound like, you know, James Franklin and the coaches around the league have gotten.
I think, you know, it's my thought right now that James Franklin is stung by all this. Maybe not necessarily the decision so much as maybe being left out in the cold in some way or another about the timing of it. Not, you know, he was very vocal and very public about what he wanted and why. I suspect he didn't hear any explanation as to why they didn't listen to him. You know, I think he was very adamant about pushing the decision back, because why make it right now? If he had gotten some kind of fair explanation for that, I think we would have heard from him by now. I'm just theorizing here, but he is always one to be public and to talk about issues more so than most head football coaches. The fact that we haven't heard from him suggests that he doesn't think he was adequately informed either.
I agree with that assessment. I believe James Franklin when he's in his press conferences and he talks about this player's been impressive or that one. We often are like, yeah, sure, right. And then it turns out to be true. So we're stunned by his honesty and candor. And, you know, I believe he gave the best explanation of anybody associated with Penn State on what he thought should be done and why. So it's very easy to accept that decision. Now, what I want to ask you about, Dustin, is something that has come up quite a bit and a lot of folks have talked about. Two things that people think have played a factor in the president's making the decision they made. One was the players in the Pac-12 came out with their demands. The Big Ten players then came out with something. They softened it a bit. I don't think they used the word demands. There's a theory that those actions by the players may have pushed the presidents this way. The other theories is it's the generic, it was a political decision. And I don't know if you saw this little factoid that's been going around on the internet where they were looking at the high school groups state by state, and whether you were in a red governed state or blue governed state determined whether the high school was probably going to play or not. So was politics a factor in this, Dustin? Was the players' reaction a factor in this decision by the presidents? What say you?
Maybe it all contributed to the environment in which the decision was being made. Now, the red state versus blue state thing is interesting. It does fall along political lines, but I think that is part of the risk-reward dynamic too. I think it's fair to conclude that people who are in the red are more open to pushing forward, not more aggressively, but saying, let's get back to our lives, right? Like a lot of people on that side are, and there's a lot of people on the blue side who are saying, let's go into a shell for as long as it takes for us to stamp this out, for it to go away. So it makes sense that these states and the decisions being made about something like this, about sports, is going to fall along those political lines, mainly because of the people who are in those camps, not necessarily the politics of it. That's my feeling. As far as you know, the unionizing and the and players coming together to fight for their rights and the growing threat. You know, I saw the same sentiment that if the season goes on, you are essentially admitting that that players are employees. Now, maybe that came up in the decision making. Maybe it did, but I think that's a distant second, third, fourth, or fifth to the whole liability of it. And I explained to somebody, and not to overgeneralize and make university presidents sound overly callous or anything, but I think they're looking at potential loss of lives, potential lawsuits. They're looking at these things as dollar figures more so than tragic events. I don't necessarily, like, they're responsible for, in a lot of cases, 40,000 plus students and all the constituents and all the administration and all the staff and all the risk that goes into all that stuff. So I don't fault them for needing to make cold decisions, but I think the potential tragedy, there's a dollar figure attached to that. And I think that trumps every single thing that we could talk about.
You know, that's not necessarily a bad thing. That's part of their responsibility, yeah, is the risk that they're putting their university through. So they are ultimately financially responsible for the university. But now, in talking about finances, these are universities that are perhaps losing $100 million overall by not playing in the fall. That is going to be a major hit to these schools. And I don't want to say some of these schools won't survive it. It could be a massive hit, those universities' ability to compete. You talked recently, Dustin, about the arms race in recruiting, you know, in creating the facilities you need to compete. Are we going to see that happen to the Big Ten and the Pac-12, that the financial loss that they're going to take is going to harm their ability to compete going forward?
I think it's going to harm other sports. I think it's going to harm staff across the university. Furloughs, probably layoffs in a lot of cases. I think it's not going to impact football, because football is an investment, as it's set up right now, is an investment that clearly pays off. Recruiting investments clearly pay off in the long run. I don't think you're making decisions to pull back any money on the sport or the thing that's generating a lot of the money. I think you're more likely to see other programs be cut, you know, other administration positions be cut to get leaner and meaner, because a lot of these programs, and we talked about it before, have gotten a little tight around the belt. You know, they've really gotten bloated when it comes to administration. So I think there's a lot of stuff to cut. I don't think investment in football is at the top of that list at all.
All right, that's it for quarter number two, and we will continue this conversation in quarter number three.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Two of MMA's most respected fighters step into the octagon this weekend at UFC 252. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can bet $1 to win $252 on this weekend's main event. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. The basketball playoffs are here. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all users can get a $10 free bet when placing a bet of $20 or more on all first-round playoff action. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.